union has fought so hard in order to get this union agreement, and now he wants to basically destroy that. It's really going to destroy our backup system.
And so, and how will that destroy your backup system, and what is the backup system?
When he talks about releasing teachers, to not just do it top down, so not to do it based on seniority, what that equates to in our mind is we get rid of the more senior teachers because they get paid a lot more. So if a teacher is making $80,000 because they've been working here for 20 years, well, we can fire that person and hire two more.
Do you have an idea for how the budget can be worked out in regards to education?
Well, as far as the budget's concerned, the union right now has proposed 12 days of furloughs, which means about a 6% pay cut to what we're getting right now. And they're prefacing it with the idea of students are only going to miss 5 days of instruction. And so by the teachers not agreeing to these 12 days of less pay, it's our fault that the budget isn't being passed. But that equates to quite a bit of money for us. And we have to live too. And we care about our students. We are here every day. We don't want any days off.
In regards to education reform in general, what do you feel is really at the heart of it?
In my opinion, I believe that the district is trying to use teachers as a scapegoat in order to make us look like we're the bad people for not wanting to take pay cuts. But in reality, our goal is to teach our students. And in order to do that, we need our pay.
Right, well, what do you think about the mayor's idea in regards to like private companies coming in and helping? Like, do you think that's realistic?
When the private companies come in and take over some of these schools around our area especially, what ends up happening is that they don't necessarily accept all of our students. So what happens is when a student isn't working out at one of their schools, they get sent here. And we end up having larger class sizes in the middle of the year, because all these students are coming mid-year because they've been kicked out of their other schools. And it also has a lot of students who, if they couldn't cut it at that other school, now we have to deal with them. Right. And so our school somewhat becomes like a dumping ground for all these charter schools, quote unquote, bad kids. And then it lowers the quality of education for our other students who we've been working with all year long.